This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome everyone to the Kollel Agra DePirka of Kew Garden Hills and nationally. Thank you everybody for joining today. Today we're going to have two brief shiurim. One on the subject of comparing Shavuos to Yom HaKippurim, and one on some of the special kriyos of Akdamos and Yitziv Piskam that we lay on Shavuos. Before we begin, I want to make a public service announcement. Many know that we're starting a campaign this coming weekend for our new Makayim Tairo Tfila. And even if you don't live in Cedarhurst, as I heard many of you talking about the shuls that you daven in Kew Garden Hills, nevertheless, our shul has, through technology, has the ability to really reach out not only beyond the five towns, not only beyond New York, but Hashem gave a very incredible tool, and the tool of technology allows us to reach out beyond our Dalet Amos. You know, it used to be, when the printing press was invented, the Jewish people were the first ones to use the printing press. The Christian world banned printing because they felt information was dangerous. But through the printing press, Klal Yisrael was able to learn Shas, and they were able to learn Chumash, Mekorais Gedolos, with all the Perushim. And obviously, the printing press had its dangers, but if used correctly, it was the most powerful tool the world had for 500 years, until the advent of this type of technology, which of course we know the dangers of it, and the safeguards that have to be in place. But if used properly, the technology we have today is from one of the most powerful and incredible gifts that Hashem gave us. And we're asking you to partner with us to help us harness this tool and allow it to service Klal Yisrael. Okay, so if you want to participate, the best way is if you could help us by making a team page. If you don't know what that is, you could ask us. Or you could go to our site and participate that way. We're now learning a very interesting contrast between the Yom Tov of Shavuos and Yom HaKippurim. This comes from Shaul Sechuvas Binyan Shloimei of Rav Shloimei HaKohen of Vilna. And in the beginning of the Sefer, he has Inyonim Shoinim. And it's very interesting. The Binyan Shlomo of Shloimei HaKohen of Vilna was the Cheshek Shloimei, the Shaul Sechuvas Binyan Shloimei. He had a brother, Rabbi Tzalel HaKohen of Vilna. And in this particular drush, he quotes a drush of his brother, Rabbi Tzalel HaKohen, who is wonders to try to understand the contrast and the difference between the Yom Tov of Shavuos and the Yom Tov of Yom HaKippurim. Now, why is it both Shavuos and Yom Kippur are the day of Kabbalas HaTorah? We got the Torah on both days. The Luchos Rishonos on Shavuos. The Luchos Shniyos on Yom HaKippurim. And yet they are celebrated diametrically and fundamentally different. The Yom Tov of Shavuos, we celebrate physically. As we all know, Ba'atzeres Moide, even Rabbi Lezer, who holds that Simchas Yom Tov is Rishus. Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that enjoying Yom Tov is discretionary, but he's Moide that on Shavuos, Ba'inan Nami Lachem. On Shavuos you need to enjoy physically because it's the day the Torah was given. So from there we see on the day the Torah is given, you need to celebrate physically. However, on Yom HaKippurim, which is also the day that the Torah was given, the Luchos Achronos, like the Gemara says in Tainis, that the happiest day of the year was Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Why? Bishlama Yom Kippur, Mishum De Islei Slichu Mechila, Yom Shenitem by Luchos Achronos. And the Gemara even there says that it was a day of great rejoicing. And on that day, not only do we not rejoice physically, it's established as a tainus, a tsoim, slicha, umachila. Why is it that the first day of the giving of the Torah, Shavuos, is celebrated physically, And the second day of the giving of the Torah, Yom Kippur, is celebrated without any physical pleasure at all. If you remember, friends, we once said an answer to this question, namely, based on the Ramban. The Ramban learns that the Luchos Rishonos were a deal between God and the Jewish people. Because it's a deal between God and the Jewish people, so we celebrate it physically because it's between us and God. But when we serve the Egel, we broke the deal. And since we broke the deal, God is no longer bound to the deal. That's the law of treaty. The law of treaty is when party B breaks the deal, party A is not bound by the deal. So Luchos Shniyos is God binding himself to the deal. What we do is irrelevant. So since Luchos Shniyos is only from the vantage point of God, therefore it's a day of spiritual enjoyment. It's celebrated the way God wants, not the way we want. Luchos Rishonos is the deal between us and Ribbono Shel. So we celebrate physically. Luchos Shniyos is God rebinding himself to a treaty that he's not bound by, but we are. That's what we said based on the Ramban in the past. But Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna quotes his brother, who answered this question based on what's mavur in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that this world is created in the merit of Luchos Rishonos, Olam Haba is created in the merit of Luchos Shniyos. And Rav Tzal HaKohen of Vilna explained that this world is finite, and therefore this world will ultimately be destroyed, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, Sanhedrin Tzadi Vav, that the world will exist for 6,000 years and then will be destroyed for 1,000 years. Because this world exists in the merit of Luchos Rishonos, which were broken, and therefore this world will also come to an end. But Olam Haba was created in the Zchusad Luchos Achroinos, which will be extend forever, and therefore Olam Haba is eternal. That's step one. This world is Luchos Rishonos. Next world is Luchos Shniyos. Luchos Rishonos finite, this world finite. Luchos Shniyos infinite, therefore the world to come eternal. He said further, the Gemara in Bava Kama says, why doesn't it say Ki Toiv in the Luchos Rishonos? In the Luchos Rishonos it says, honor your daddy and your mommy, Laman Yarichun Yomecha. It doesn't say Ulaman Yitavlach, and by Luchos Shniyos it adds Ulaman Yitavlach. By Luchos Shniyos it adds Laman Yitavlach. Now, what does the Gemara mean that in Luchos Rishonos it says Laman Yarich Limech without Laman Yitavlach, and in Luchos Shniyos it says Laman Yitavlach? The Gemara asks why. So the Gemara says, well, because Luchos Shniyos will be broken. So the Gemara says, who cares? Says Rav Ashi, if the word Toiva appears in a Luchos that will be broken, it will be like God will be breaking the goodness of the Jewish people. So therefore, in Luchos Rishonos, where it's going to be broken, it doesn't say Laman Yitavlach. In Luchos Shniyos, that will be broken, it says, it does not, Luchos Shniyos, which will not be broken, therefore it could say Laman Yitavlach. So Rabbi Tzal HaKohen of Vilna explains as follows, that Luchos Rishonos, since they are the source of vitality of this world, therefore, since they will be broken, this world will ultimately come to an end. And you can't say Ki Toiv, because how can you say this world is good? It will come to an end. And therefore, a person's life and goodness and success in this world is very finite. But Luchos Achroinos, that will not be broken. We could call it Ki Toiv, because Olam Haba, which is the ultimate Toiv, is infinite. So that's the difference between Luchos Rishonos, Luchos Shniyos. Luchos Rishonos, finite. This world, finite. This world is not Toiv. Luchos Shniyos, infinite. The world to come is infinite. In fact, the Gemara says that tzaddikim that will get up in Olam Haba will not die. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, V'haya hanishar b'tzion, v'hanoysa b'yishalayim, kadosh yamar lai. The Rebbe Tzal HaKohen of Vilna says this is what the Gemara means in Psachim. V'haya b'yoyim ahu, yihiyah Hashem echad u'shmai echad. And the Gemara asks, and nowadays God is not echad? So Amar Rav Acha, Rav Chanina, that this world is not like the world to come. In this world, on good tidings, we say Atov Ametiv. On bad tidings, we say Dayan Ha'emes. In Olam Haba, it's all HaTov HaMeitiv. Because the world to come is eternal, and it's the epitome of good. This world is not Toiv. Therefore, we don't make HaTov HaMeitiv on Rois. That's the next step. Now we have to know another piece of information. What letter did God create this world in? And what letter did God create the world to come? So the Gemara says, Ki b'ka Hashem tzur oylamim. With ka, God is the rock of the world. That oylam hazeh is created with a hey, and oylam haba is created with a yud. Why? Because oylam hazeh is luchos rishonos. Luchos rishonos were given on what day? The sixth day of Sivan. Vayihi erev, vayihi voiker yoim, ha-shishi. The hey ha-yediyah of ha-shishi. This world is in the merit of Luchos Rishonos. Luchos Rishonos were given on the sixth day of Sivan. Reference with the word vayir vayir yoim ha-shishi. That's the secret that this world was created with the hey. That this world was created with the hey, meaning with the zechus of Luchos Rishonos. But the world to come was created with a yud. Why? Luchos Achronos that were given yud on the 10th day of Tishrei. So Luchos Rishonos were created with the letter hey, Yom Hashishi. Luchos Rishonos were created with the letter yud by the 10th day of Tishrei. Says Rebbe Tzal HaKohen of Vilna, now we understand why on the day we celebrate Luchos Rishonos we eat, and the day we celebrate Luchos Shniyos we don't. Because Luchos Rishonos is the source of life of Olam Hazeh. And they were given on Shavuos, and therefore we celebrate Shavuos the way we celebrate Olam Hazeh, Ba'achilo Shtia. We celebrate in a finite way, not in a spiritual way. HaKol Moedim Deba'atzeres B'ina Nami Lachem. And therefore it's a mitzvah to eat, to drink, and to rejoice. But Luchos Achronos is connected Olam Haba. Luchos Achronos is Yom Kippur. Luchos Achronos, which is connected Olam Haba, which is a world, She'em by Achila, V'loy Shasiya, Tzadikim Yoishvim, V'atreseyem Barasheyem, V'nanem Yiziv Ashchina. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, it was given as a day of Tainus, of Tzoyim, of Olam Haba, and Klal Yisrael needs to be Nekiyim Mikol Chet, on Yom Kippur, and therefore we celebrate Luchos Achronos without eating and drinking. So that's the bottom line. We have 2 days of Kabbalah HaTorah. The each respective Kabbalah HaTorah strengthens a different Olam. Luchos Rishonos are finite, they were broken, that's for Olam Hazeh, so Shavuos we celebrate the way we celebrate Olam Hazeh. And Yom Kippur's Kabbalah HaTorah was the Torah which upholds Olam Haba, and therefore we celebrate the way Olam Haba is. And then the Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna says an amazing remez. In the word Anoichi, the first word of the Aseres HaDibrois, were merames to the two Zmanim of Kabbalah HaTorah. We start with Aleph Nun of Anoichi, is merames to the giving of the Luchos Rishonos, which was given on the 51st day of the Sfira. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem wanted to give the Torah on the 50th day of Sfira, Hoysif Yoim Echad Midatai, and Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it off. As the Magen Avram says, this is a remez to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiyos. So Aleph Nun 51, the 51st day of Sfira Sa'imer, and the Chaf and the Yud stands for Yom Kippur, the day of the giving of the second Torah. Says of Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna, all this I heard from my dear brother, Rabbi Tzalel HaKoyin of Vilna. This explains the two different types of Kabbalah HaTorah, the Kabbalah HaTorah of Shavuos and Yom Kippur. My Rabbi Say, that is part one of today's shiur.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.